This podcast delves into the dark, the depraved, and all things to keep you up at night. Listener discretion is advised. Now, sit back, pull the covers over your head, and allow yourself to be taken on a journey through the abyss.
Hey everybody, we want to thank you very much for all of your recent listens and for all of the prayers and thoughts that have been sent out to Mandy. Keep them coming. She's still in physical therapy and definitely appreciates all of your well wishes. That said, we do appreciate the amount of listens and things that you've been giving us over the past few weeks and all the episodes. So thank you guys for that. And you are extremely valued pod people and definitely very appreciated. And we also want to send a special thank you out to Christina, who has been helping me out, coming up with ideas for episodes and just doing a really good job. All right, let's dig in to today's topic. Hello, potty people. It's time to get this potty started. I'm your host, Ben, and we have special guest host Christina again. So thank you very much for joining us, Christina.
And thanks for having me.
And today, we listened to all of your many complaints about how we gave you the shibusiness, and it was duly noted. So we're going to kind of change gears. No, we're not. This one's weird, too. Christina is a deviant. So maybe we should get into that before we even start. Christina, why are you such a deviant?
Oh, I can't take the blame on this. I can't. Because I actually got this and shibusiness from my friend Craig. So I'm going to call him out on this one.
All right. That should be a new phrase. Blame Craig.
Yes. Blame Craig. You just blame Craig for anything that comes your way from me. I can't take it. I don't read the news. I really don't.
So I'm not sure if you just go to news, if this is the kind of thing you find. This is definitely a current event. This is, I believe, an ongoing trial because the event happened 7 months ago. And yeah, so let's dig in. It has everything, right? We've got two apps here. We got Tinder. We've got DoorDash. So if you're an app lover, I know I like my DoorDash. I like my DoorDash stocks. I like my DoorDash. All of it. All right. Anyway, Colorado woman, 22 years old, is arrested after tying up her Tinder date and slashing him with a knife, throttling him, and then ordering DoorDash. All right. I did have to look up throttling, as you know, because I thought it just meant like pounding on someone with your fists, but it actually means to choke someone, whether you kill them or not. So throttling is choking. Yeah, and as always, the trial has not occurred yet, so Lauren Marie Dooley is presumed innocent until proven guilty, but damn.
Oh,
yeah.
This young girl, she had her whole entire life. And she got hungry for two things.
She got hungry. Yes, she got hungry for whatever she got out of this scenario and for the DoorDash. So, yeah. Well, okay. So, she was arrested in Colorado after allegedly giving a Tinder date oral sex, then tying him up with duct tape, stabbing him, and choking him. So, Lauren Marie Dooley was arrested on September 28th of 2022. After cops responded to an apartment in the 2500 block of East Cachet Le Poudre Street in Colorado Springs, the victim, whose name was redacted in the affidavit, doesn't want people to know his name, he told the police that he met Lauren on Tinder. By the way, completely butt naked, wiener, just a swinging in the wind. No, I assume the police probably put him in the back of their car and covered him up, but when they got there, he was naked. As he is going into the details with them, and he lets the police know that just hours before that incident had occurred. So, I did find out that he was a black male. Other than that, we don't know anything about this dude, because he doesn't want his name out there. Yeah. So, as most Tinder dates occur, it started on our couch.
Right. Were they Netflixing and chilling, or what?
Well, it said, he said, the victim said, they just kind of chatted for a little bit, and then she removed his pants and clothes and started performing oral sex. So, at this point, this dude's probably like, best date ever, love it, yay.
Right. She's thinking, I'm really hungry.
And she's like, man, I could use some food, so what do I need to do to get food ASAP? Well, two things. One, I'm going to have to restrict this guy by binding him. So she tapes off his wrists and ankles, and then she takes a knife out and forces him into the bedroom. And then she does some things and eventually orders DoorDash to feed that hunger. But that said, I don't know the size of this guy. I don't know what's going on. Like, at this point, if he's completely, like, just still into it. Because he's just kind of, like, doing what she says. And she's tiny, right? She's 110 pounds. She's not a big girl.
5'4".
5'4". She's not looking super scary. But somehow she gets this guy to go into the bedroom. I get that he's bound. But assuming he's a normal-sized guy, he's significantly bigger than her, he still could fight. So at this point, I kind of feel like he's maybe still into it.
Yeah, well, I mean, was maybe he is a famous, like, sack racer because his ankles were bound. So you would have had to jump into, or hop into the bedroom bound.
Yes.
That is still mind-boggling to me. But he's okay with it because he went into the bedroom and he was just kind of like, all right, maybe she just grabbed a knife to free me later. Maybe
right, right. That's or maybe the knife, maybe she's just like, I'm going to swing it around, but haha, we both know I'm kidding. However, she it escalates. She slashes him on the shoulder. And my assumption is at this point, the guy's like, what the fuck? Like, I didn't really think you were going to cut me. What's going on, woman? Why are you giving me the shabusiness? I mean, what is happening here? Like, I don't think he really thought, if they had discussed any sadomasochism, I don't think he thought it would be to this extent. But she does cut him on the shoulder. So we know of one cut, and at that point, I assume he was probably like, please stop doing that. And then she starts choking him. She chokes him with two hands for 20 seconds, and then she lets go. And at that point, that wasn't enough, so she takes a belt, puts it around his neck, chokes him with that for 20 seconds, and then loosens it. And then she checks his pulse.
So she cares if he's alive.
She cares, okay. Right? She cares. Well,
is he having sex with him? Like, it doesn't say anything about them actually having sex. Is she doing all of this stuff and they're not actually having sex?
Man, this guy has it rough. Because I'm thinking she sucked on the wee-wee for about 2 seconds.
No, okay. Like, I have so many questions for her.
Yes,
so,
right?
Call in,
Ms. Dooley. We want to know, did you at least complete the poor man before you bound him? All right. So, yeah, she does the whole check the pulse. At this point, this guy, I think, should realize shit ain't normal. Like, this isn't what I signed up for. Shit just got a little bit weird, and maybe he's in a bit of trouble. And
would think so.
She is just like, I want some fucking French fries. Like, we have no clue what she ordered. Yeah. We that's our
We really want to know.
Yes, that's our big speculation. What did she order? Because she tells him, don't make a peep, order some DoorDash. So, Christina, what did she order?
I think, well, Jason and I were talking this morning, and he thinks that she ordered pizza because she just wanted a slice.
A slice. And I just, for some reason, feel French fries. I just feel like she wanted fries with that.
French fries.
She's like, S&M and a side of fries. Anyways.
It's like a milkshake and fries.
Right, right.
S&M and
But I don't get why this guy didn't scream out to the DoorDasher, and I don't get why if she takes all this time to tape up his wrists and ankles and do this whole shebang, shebusiness, whatever, shadooly, why didn't she gag him? Like, you don't need anything fancy. Like, she has duct tape, so she could just put a sock in his mouth and tape his mouth off.
Right, that is a very good question, because he could have screamed at any point in time. So why was there not tape over his mouth as well? I have so many questions for this dude, and we have no idea who he is.
No.
He had to have been mortified, embarrassed, and that's why he was like, keep my name out of it. And he's young. He's only, what, 22? Or no, she's 22, he's 21.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he was just trying to get lucky.
Yeah.
And it happened in the middle of the day, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So yeah, she ends up getting arrested at, like, 5:48, right? So they said that he was at this point, once he doesn't want to be there, it becomes kidnapping, but he's restrained for 5 hours. So, yeah. And part of that's watching her eat. Because I saw no accounts that she shared any of that shit.
Like, it wasn't like, here's some food. You need strength because we're eating.
Right. So she licked the tip, like, twice, taped him up, choked him out, and then ate in front of him. Like, listen, bro, you ain't getting this pooty, and you are not even getting one effing fucking fry. Like, so don't even look at me with those puppy dog eyes, because the fries are mine, bro. It ain't gonna happen. And then she has the nerve to do this. Well, I forgot about the stab. That's important, because it goes into what I'm about to say. She's like, motherfucker, you are bleeding all over my nice-ass bed sheets. And she knife point takes him at this point into the tub.
Again, is he jumping? Is he hopping? What is he doing to get to the bathroom? Like, I mean, it's not like he probably got on the ground because he's completely naked and just, like, crawled there, you know? I just have so many questions.
So many questions. And then it gets a little muddy. So I'm thinking at some point in the tub, he coagulates or whatever, you know, the blood stops because he has to end up back in the bed.
Right?
Because after she eats all her food and gets that, like, food baby coma thing, which, by the way, guys, we don't know. And like I said, the trial's not occurring yet, so I think a lot of the details are hidden. We think she has to be hella on drugs.
It has to be.
Right? Number one, she's doing crazy shit in the middle of the day. Number two, she's like, in the middle of this crazy shit, I'm hella hungry.
Right. Well, and we also, I mean, after shabusiness, now we think that anyone that does crazy stuff after killing, like, eats after killing is, like, on drugs.
Right. And there's a good chance the victim might have been. Because, like, why is he not fighting? Right?
Right. Why didn't he grab his clothes?
Right. Well, at this point he's taped, so he can't. But that is a coming. So the whole point of that start of that though was like she does weird shit, right? She's like she does all this stuff to him. Then she eats some DoorDash. Then she passes out, like she's out, and he has to be back in the bed at this point from the tub because he's able to get the knife from under the sheets, cut himself loose. I kind of feel like he was an idiot and just dropped the knife because,
okay.
Right? She chases him out into the parking lot. Now, if he's, like I said, like any size, sort of normal-sized dude, and even if he's not, but he's got a knife, he should be in control of this situation at this point.
Oh, yeah. Well, and then I want to know how flexible he is that he was able to grab said knife and, like, cut himself loose. What kind of knife is it? Is it a kitchen knife? I need all of these answers.
Right. We need some deets. We need some deets. But like,
tea.
Yeah. It's just really hard to believe, though, that after this encounter, which was horrific, that she can just chase him out and he's like running from her.
Naked.
Right. Like, because like, I would have definitely stopped At the point that I'm not bound, I'd be like, I got this, and she could be wailing on me. And I would still be putting on my clothes before I exited the apartment.
At least some underwear,
right? Throw on, like, just the pants. I'm good without the shirt, but, like, I'm not going to be, like, free swinging in the wind after all of that shit going on.
Right, but grab a blanket from the bed. I mean...
Oh, yeah. Right. There's simple shit he could have done. Grab a blanket, grab a towel from the bathroom.
Like, how did she wake up? She sounds like she was, like... If he was able to cut himself free, how did she wake up? Was he like, all right, I'm leaving?
Yeah, right? I don't know. Somehow he was able to maneuver cutting his wrists and ankles free, but then getting up and walking out, she woke up to that. Chases him out into the parking lot. She's got his blood on her hands, and they say she's just rubbing them into her hands and screaming at him. He's able to call 911. During this point, he doesn't really make a report with 911, but the dispatcher hears him in the background talking to her and says that, I know you're going to kill me, and so they're smart enough to send the police out to him and an ambulance, who find him at 5:45, and they locate him naked, and he appears to be bleeding from a laceration on his left arm, and the victim was actively backing away from the suspect. So at this point, he's still afraid of her. Like, so he either dropped this knife, he's a tiny little dude, he's drugged out and can't move, or she has just psychologically gotten up into his shit where, like, no matter what, he's terrified of this chick for life at this point.
Oh, 100%. I mean, I would have been terrified of her. She cut me. She was like, here, I'm going to suck on you for a second. Get into the bedroom now. And then all of a sudden, she's like, all right, hey.
Yeah.
Plot twist. I'm gonna cut you.
And don't forget, she chokes him out in two different styles. She's like, you know what? So my hands just don't feel right. Let me go get that belt. Oh, like.
Oh my gosh! Did no one hear? Was no one home? Was this on a Saturday? Was it on a Tuesday? Do we know any of that?
I don't. And it's like, I know what you're saying. It's like, do you not have neighbors? Like, there's got to be some noise occurring, right? This dude couldn't have just sat there, like, silently being tortured.
I'm looking to see, like, what day September 28th of 2022 was. Let's see here. What day? It was a Wednesday!
A Wednesday. In the middle of... Wednesday in the middle of the day. Like, this is the least appropriate... like, sexual hookup, meetup, time, day, like, it, like, none of it makes sense, right? It's not like Saturday night, she's a little drunk, and let's get busy. It's like, random, middle of the day, I'm gonna torture your ass and get some DoorDash. Fuck you.
Right. It's just, I mean, this whole entire thing was just ridiculous. Let's see here. I found, like, an update in December. I'm just trying to read, so if you have anything else to say, I'm just kind of looking.
Well, yeah, I mean, also, like, you were able to find her Facebook, right?
Yes, her Facebook. Oh, my goodness. And, I mean, she is actually she's pretty. She's another one of those shapeshifters. She learned from Shabusiness how to shapeshift and make herself look very, very pretty.
Yeah.
Nothing that you can really...
No, nothing, like, posted that you can see, like, not public. I think the moral of the story is that after, like, just hours of, like, torturing people, you look like shit. Like, it really takes a toll on you. Right, so...
And she had just woken up from a nap.
Right.
So you gotta remember, like, she had a food coma going on.
She had bedhead.
Woken up from someone trying to escape.
Yeah. Like, she was probably a hot mess.
How rude, victim. How rude.
How rude. Why are you bleeding up on my shit, bro? Come on. Come on. You know better than that. I almost killed your ass. I'll do it again.
Right. She's so crazy. Order them food. Oh, no. Just her food. Okay.
Just her food. Yeah. She's not sharing. I was wondering this, though. Like, Did she use, like, his credit card? Did she torture this dude, and then she's like, and you're buying me lunch, motherfucker?
Well, you never know, because, I mean, like, if you think about it, all of his clothes were by the couch, so she could have just gone through, got his wallet, and she,
right.
Maybe she was just really hungry,
and right.
I mean, all she could really afford in life was duct tape, so.
I mean, here's my thing. I'm not gonna, like, lure someone over, tape them up, and do some crazy shit. But if I was gonna do that, I'm not paying for my own food. They are. Why would I bother kidnapping somebody if they're not paying for my shit?
Oh, yeah, I mean...
Right?
Okay. I can hear that. I hear that.
So, my guess is the trial's gonna come out, she bought shit on his dime. But I could be wrong.
Oh, so then there's another charge.
Yes, yeah, speaking of charges, so she was charged with kidnapping, assault, menacing, and false imprisonment. So, kidnapping, false imprisonment, kind of similar things. Like, we
right,
just... Yeah, we discussed it a little bit. I think what we determined was kidnapping is the act of the initial restraint, and then the false imprisonment is keeping somebody... unlawfully.
Yeah. Kidnapping is the action of abducting someone and holding them captive. And what was the other one?
False imprisonment.
False imprisonment. Yeah, so false imprisonment or unlawful imprisonment occurs when a person intentionally restricts another person's movement within any area without legal authority justification.
Wow. Yeah, so very similar. And we kind of discussed it on our own, but, like, the prosecution wants as many charges as possible to stick, right? So even though they're similar charges, you're going to throw as much as you can at the person and hope that you can get as much time from them as possible. Dooley faces up to 25 years in prison. But my biggest question about the whole fucking... charges thing is, why not attempted murder?
Right. Because she kept saying, I'm going to kill you if you say anything.
Right.
So,
she's threatened him verbally, she's cut him with a knife, and she's choked him on two occasions, one where she had to check the pulse. So, I mean, you could say she's checking the pulse to make sure he doesn't die. You could say she's checking to make sure it's done so she doesn't have to do it anymore.
Right. And then she could have used the knife to pull Taylor's business.
Right.
Right. She could have decapitated him and then ordered food. I mean, that just seems to be what happens in this world anymore.
Yeah. All right, so what's going on here? So that's the long and short of it. There's no trial information. I think it'll all start to come out. Usually, like, cases like this, the trial probably happens, like, a year after the initial, like, not even the crime, but a year after, like, the arraignment, and I think that was just in October. So we've got a while before any details pop up on this. It's such a weird case. I hadn't heard of it, so I don't know if we're going to hear about it or not if we don't attempt to find it. So we probably should look for it and do updates on it, because it's bizarre. But what's happening here?
We're definitely going to do a follow-up.
Yes.
If we see stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
What drugs are these people on?
They have to be on something. I mean, you see, like...
Or is it a mix?
In a lot of cases, everybody's on meth nowadays. And, I mean, the fact that he didn't think clearly about, like, just grabbing some type of article of clothing on his way out. Because if I'm envisioning any apartments, I'm envisioning you walk in, it is the living room, and then, like, the kitchen's off to the right or to the left. And then there's a hallway that leads you to a bedroom and a bathroom. So he was in, like, all of these areas. And if they took his clothes off in the living room on his way out, he would have had an opportunity, especially if she was still asleep, to grab an article of clothing instead of just running out.
Right.
Or,
like you said, you could grab a bed sheet if you don't have time to get the clothes. At least you're not,
like,
butt naked when the police come.
Right. I wonder if we can look up later on, like, what those apartments look like.
Yeah.
And on the inside.
Yeah, you said from the outside it was pretty nice, right?
Oh, yeah, it's got, like, a nice little pool. So she's got to be doing well for herself. I wish that someone would post, like, more information about her and her past or anything. Like, did she have any friends? Like, why, right. why has no one, like, come forward and been like, oh, I knew her, you know?
Right.
Like, they normally do. Normally people do.
Yeah, I want to know from her friends and family if she was into S&M. Or if this was just some random plot to try something new. Like, and I want to know if her and the victim discussed S&M before he got there, or if he thought he was just about to get laid, and then it just got hella weird.
Right, and they might be holding that for the actual trial.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, all of your messages on Tinder, aren't they saved? I've never used Tinder, because I just always thought it
They're saved unless you, stuff. Like, delete that person, yeah.
Okay, so I always just thought, I was like, Tinder, hookup site.
Yeah.
DoorDash, food.
Yeah, and I feel like Tinder hookup site is sort of fair, but there are people that date off of Tinder, too.
Oh, so. Yeah, and I have a friend that is actually, like, engaged to someone that she met off of Tinder, but I do feel like...
And you can hook up with someone and then end up falling in love with them, so, I mean, yeah, no judgment here.
Yeah, but, yeah, there you go, right? So. Yeah. I mean, I met the love of my life on Bumble.
Yeah, I think Bumble's a little more like most people there are dating. Yeah.
Yeah. What are they...
Well,
have control or something like that. Well, clearly, Tinder, this woman had all of the control.
She had all the control. And I'm just, like, that's why I just wonder how much, like, did she, because he does say that he consented to having his wrists and ankles taped. So, again, was that pre-discussed, or did she just started sucking him off, and she's like, ooh, I really get off by, like, binding my, is it okay if I do this? And he's like, this is the best day ever, go ahead and do whatever the fuck you want. And then she starts abusing him.
Right, but, like, was it set out when he got there?
Right.
Was it on the coffee table, or was it something like, I have to go to my toolbox real quick and grab my duct tape?
Yes.
Where was the duct tape when he walked into this apartment? That's another question I have.
Right, is it just sitting on the coffee table, and it's like, what the fuck's that? And the knife. Or did she go get all this shit after she taped him? I don't know.
Right, maybe she had it in her junk drawer.
I feel like he walked in, and there's a coffee table with duct tape, a belt, and a knife. And he's like, what's all this shit? And he's like, it's about to go down. That's what this is.
And the DoorDash app was open on her phone.
The DoorDash app's open on the phone. Tinder's deleted.
Do we know what time DoorDash arrived? How long was she asleep?
I don't know. But, like, think about this. Like, had she not had him to do this stuff with, what if you were the DoorDash? The DoorDasher has to know that it was them that delivered her food at this point.
Right. If I was a DoorDasher, I'd be like, I hope that every single one of my DoorDashes say, leave at door.
Leave at door.
And this, after hearing this story.
And this had to be a leave at door, right?
You would think so.
Unless she's so crazy, she's like, don't say a word, because I'm going to talk to this motherfucker in front of you, because that's how badass I am. I don't know.
But he was in the bathtub at this point, right?
He was in the bathtub during the DoorDash call, yeah.
He's like, you're ruining my sheet.
It's almost like she took him from the bathtub back to the bedroom just to make him watch her eat.
Right. Well, I mean, that's another question. If you're so worried about getting stuff on your sheets, why are you eating in your bed?
Right.
And then all of a sudden you pass out. Like, so many questions. We need a timeline. We need a timeline.
Yes. This case was cray cray. We need the court case to come out so that we can get all of the details. Cause it's like, I mean, I honestly, like I talked to you on our own about, like, I don't believe that he agreed to being taped and then she pulled out the knife and then he was done. Like, I think he still was in it. And I think when he decided not to be in it was when he was laying there for probably an hour or so, because he's bound for 5 hours. I don't know how long she fell asleep, but she probably fell asleep on him, and he's like, I'm not getting anything out of this. I'm taped up, and fuck this chick. And then he's like, I want out. I think he was all about it. I do think that the reason she only cut him once is because he said, no, I don't like that. Right?
Right. So, I mean, maybe she had a heart, a little bit of a heart, but, I mean, the fact of it is that she kept saying, I will kill you if you make any noises. So she could have just been like, you know what, I want to keep him for a while, and I want to see how far I can get with everything, cutting him, choking him out, can I have sex with him again, can I do this, and then we'll see how long he lasts as far as, like, mentally before he snaps on me.
Yeah.
And it was only 5 hours.
5 hours.
Five hours.
He was done. He was like, no. In my mind, she was sleeping 4 of those hours, and he's like, this is fucking horrible.
But do you think he fell asleep? Because, I mean, she choked him out, had to see if he had a pulse, so he could have fallen asleep, but was the choking out was before DoorDash or after DoorDash? It was before, right?
It was before, yeah.
Right, so it's like, at some point, even if he had fallen asleep, she had to, like, wake him up, put him in the bathroom, lock that door, go get her food, and then, yeah, I mean, there is another question. Where did she eat the food? Did she eat in bed? Did she eat in the bathroom while he's in the bathtub bleeding?
I think she sat on the toilet eating fries.
I don't know. I kind of agree with Jason.
But this chick, the pizza slice?
Yes.
And she didn't offer him a slice.
No. Well, she offered him a slice. He just didn't really want it.
Yes. If you think about it, though, this chick is the ballsiest chick in the world. Because if he is resisting from the immediate pull out of the knife, now he doesn't want to be there. And I got him taped up, and, like, he wants to go home.
Right.
Like, and I just tortured him. I just strangled him. I just cut his shoulder. I'm super ballsy to fall asleep. Because even bound, this dude is like this. He could pound you to death. Right. She's tiny. Like, she has no fear of this dude. So she's either the ballsiest chick, or this guy's drugged out of his mind, or he was into it.
I agree 100%. But as soon as she started saying, I'm gonna kill you, it was over in his mind. He was like, not today. I want out. I want done. It's like, but his mouth, like, he was probably able to speak to her. I wonder the conversation that was going on, like, no, I don't like that. Like, why are you doing that? For 5 hours?
right. Here's another question I have is, if she didn't chase him out of the apartment, would he even have called the police? Or would he have just told his friends, oh my god, you have no idea what happened to me last weekend, and never mentioned it again?
Grabbed his phone, but no underwear. Grabbed his phone. Okay, so, like, my phone is usually with all of my objects.
Yes.
It's not like he took the phone in with him to the bedroom. So he had the phone. Where was the phone in the apartment?
Probably in his pants pocket, right?
Right. His pants pocket. Where did you have your pants?
Right. Because there's no way she let him keep his phone during this encounter when he's naked and bound. Right? Because he could text or something. I mean, you wouldn't risk it. You wouldn't risk it. And he's naked, so he can't hide it.
Right.
It's not like prison where the phone's up his butt.
You don't know that.
I mean, probably not.
Right, you don't know that, though. You do not know
But yeah, this case, given that there's no trial occurring at this point, hopefully there is one, because this is definitely a case where you could see them pleading out, right? Because, like, imagine her going to jail for 25 years, being that she's so young, and probably, I don't know for sure, but I don't think she has any prior offenses. It's kind of hard to believe.
Right.
Which is...
I mean, her poor parents. Like,
right.
I feel really bad for them, because it's like, okay, you know, now she is in jail for this really crazy crime.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, I raised her. You know? Whoever raised her is like, oh my gosh, out of their mind.
Yes.
Like, what did I do wrong?
My guess is a lot's going to come out of the trial. And that the dude was more into it than he's letting on, and that it wasn't. I don't think she's going to get 25 years. However, I feel like if they really wanted her to, the prosecution needed to go for that attempted murder. So the fact that they're not means that this is a weird case, meaning they're probably both on drugs, and the prosecution's kind of like, it's a little, there's a little bit of blame to put in each direction, and we're not really sure if this person meant for this to go down this badly, right?
Right. I'm so curious as to, I'm trying to find out if there is going to be.
Yeah, I looked.
The only thing that they said is that she appeared in court on October 6th.
Yeah, that was for the arraignment, and I don't think a trial date has been set.
Right.
Yeah, so if there is a trial, we'll definitely update everybody. Any final thoughts on Lauren Marie Dooley?
Girl, if you want sex that bad with someone that you are going to bound and gag, you ask them for, well, not gag, but bound and strangle and all of the things, you should probably ask them first. Just ask nicely. Some people like that.
Yes.
Don't cut them. Yeah. Don't cut them.
Well, even cutting, I would assume somebody out there likes it. Everything she did, she could have found someone.
Oh, yeah. It's just, hey, if you're listening, Lauren, give us a call. If you're listening, victim, give us a call.
Give us a call. If you're listening, DoorDasher, give us a call. If you've ever met this chick, give us a call.
Anonymously, write us a letter. Do whatever you want. We just need details. We need a timeline. We want to fill in all of these people on what exactly happened.
Yes.
You know? Because
the world needs to know.
Right. The world definitely needs to know. Oh, my. But we're hoping that it wasn't just you being completely crazy, that this was all, thought out and planned between the two of you.
Yes.
And except for the running away naked.
Yes, this case is crazy, but for me, it's like, I think it's a misunderstanding.
Look at you, a misunderstanding.
They did not discuss enough. She was like, hey, bro, I'm into S&M. I like asphyxiation and knife play, and he's like, oh, yeah, sounds great, sexy, and then he gets there, he's like, what?
Wait a minute. And then he's like, wait a minute. You had makeup on in all of your pictures. Why don't you have makeup on? Let's talk about that.
Yes, the shape shifting. That would have been really mean if she taped his wrists and hands, or wrists and feet, and then wiped off the makeup. You can't leave now, mother effer, but this is the reality.
I'm trying to find, because in Canton, they have, CGIS. Have you ever heard of that?
No, is it the Registry of Crimes type of thing?
Yeah, and so I'm in Colorado Springs, and I'm looking up our girl, Dooley, and I just want to see if anything pops up, because maybe it has, an actual court date. No, it says no results.
No results.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right, guys. Well, we will keep you posted on it for sure. I'm sure it will pop up. Or if it's for some reason she's able to plea out, that will also be mentioned in some news somewhere. That said, number one, if you haven't checked out our Taylor Shabusiness episode, it's getting a lot of views and listens, and we appreciate that. So check out Taylor Shabusiness. Also, last week we did a Bobby Cutts, a local person from where Christina and I grew up, who was a cop who ended up killing his girlfriend, so that is out there too. And this wraps up our Lauren Marie Dooley episode. Please, please, please keep sending prayers and positive thoughts to Mandy, and thank you very much, Christina, for helping me do this again.
Yes, thanks for having me. Fun.
It is fun, and it's been real. That said, you can check us out on ThroughTheAbyss.com. Christina wants to mention that we also have Facebook, Through the Abyss Podcast on Facebook, which is true.
We want your comments.
Yes.
That's why.
Yes, comment the hell out of the Facebook, and listen to us through any podcast platform. All right, guys, please join us next week when we look at the Pelley family murders, which involve multiple aspects that are very interesting, such as the senior prom and a mystery. Everyone loves mystery. That said, thank you very, very much. And as always, pod people, keep it real and spooky. Spooky stuff!